From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The Vauxhall High School in St. Andrew recently partnered with the Citizen Security and Justice Program to engage several of its at-risk students. The 150 children aged 13 to 17 years were invited to a two-day workshop with their parents at the school.
Some of the issues we had were insolence to teachers, consistently wearing uniforms inappropriately, students who are not performing as well academically. We had students who had conflicts, especially on the roads.
Carl Sterling, Vauxhall High School's Dean of Discipline.
We needed an intervention, so I created a database along with the teachers of students who are of serious concern. We designated July 8th and 9th. We spoke with the parents along with the students about what was happening at the school and how parents can be involved.
CSJP's Men with a Message were on hand over the course of the workshop, sharing their message with the youngsters.
Men with a Message is really a group of reformed gang members or ex-convicts who have gone through the CSJP program and has graduated as change men. So they are here, one, to promote the possibility of change, opportunities to change, and benefits of change to at-risk young persons.
CSJP's Carlton Powell. Mr. Powell says the CSJP team was eager to assist the school, especially since Vauxhall is surrounded by CSJP communities. The Men with a Message were joined by a team from the Child Development Agency, CDA, as well as officers from the Ellison Road Community Safety and Security Branch. Together, the stakeholders were able to deliver focused intervention for the youngsters in a practical manner.
One of the things that was really discussed is communication, and you know that has three main components. First would be how you look, second is what you say, and then how you say it. And as a matter of fact, some of the men with a message who have a very broad experience, it was remarkable. As a matter of fact, you get to capture most of the young person because he actually was telling a story that was real, how he actually get into the crime and violence and how he got out. So it was real, practical, down to earth, and I mean, the students were gravitating. They were capturing what was happening. So behavior change is really something that has to be practical.
The students were also exposed to conflict resolution and time management techniques. And as we'll hear from Mr. Sterling, Vauxhall's Dean of Discipline, the workshop went over well with students and parents alike.
They responded quite well. Parents, they received well the program, and one parent, she had to stand and talk about the program and how well she appreciated it. And we are actually in the process of planning other initiatives to assist our students from safety, security and safety, and other programs to help to provide the knowledge and the understanding of what students are about and what is expected of them. This is a way for us to socialize our students of what is expected of them, not just limiting to the school environment, but ensure that these students are productive members of society, starting from a framework of the school environment.
Carl Sterling, Dean of Discipline at Vauxhall High School. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.